She helped put us back together. Those of us she could. When life slipped away, she held us. Just like our mothers would. She was there amidst the battle. And she had volunteered to go. She's the nurse who served in Vietnam. And it's time we let her know. We remember and we love you and we thank you. We remember and we love you. Welcome home. You served your country well. It's about time that we tell you. We remember and we love you. Often she's forgotten when we talk about the war. Well, we talk about the soldiers and what they were fighting for. She's very rarely mentioned. She volunteered to go. She's the nurse who served in Vietnam. And it's time we let her know. We remember and we love you.
and I didn't realize the impact it would have. I didn't feel I had the right to touch it because I didn't have a name on the wall. But when I got home from Washington, I wrote this song. It's called When I Touched the Wall.
When I touch the wall, when I touch the wall, and I touch your name, memory, take me back to yesterday. Deep in my heart, you're always there beside me. See that place and time. Did we know it was goodbye?
I can see us. I see us standing.
Everything
there.
We felt same reflected in our eyes.
Reflected in our
can you see
eyes?
Me
I see.
As I reach out and touch your name?
I can close.
When I touch the wall, when I touch the wall, I can close my eyes and see your face, and your eyes are smiling back at me. When I touch the wall, touch the wall, when I touch the wall feels so cold, but your memory warms me to my soul. I'm growing old, but you'll stay young forever in my dreams. I can see that place and time. Did we know it was goodbye?
I can see us. I see us standing
everything
there.
We felt same reflected in our
everything
eyes.
Reflected in our
can you see
I,
me
I see
as I reach out and touch your name?
I can close my eyes.
When I touch
I
the wall, when I touch the wall, I can close my eyes and see your face, and your eyes are smiling back at me. When I touch the wall, when I touch the wall, when I touch the wall.
First, on behalf of the National Vietnam Veterans Coalition, kind of forcing the elements here, we want to thank you for giving your talents to be with the men today, and we have a little token of remembrance from us to thank you for being with us. And if you have a couple of words I'd like to say, we'd be pleased to hear from you.
It's wonderful to be here, and this has been an extremely wonderful weekend for me. It's been an honor to sing and march in the parade, and thank you for protecting my children and myself, and welcome.
It's traditional to open the front, the singing. three annual breakfasts in the National Vietnam Veterans Coalition by singing the Star Spangled Banner. And today we're very fortunate that we have someone we all truly love, who really is a Vietnam veteran, and that's Chris Noel, who's going to lead us in the Star Spangled Banner. Chris, will you come forward? I'm going to ask for the rest of the introductions. Y'all hold the applause until all the introductions are made. Continue on to the table on the far left. Would y'all introduce yourselves?
Frank Wax, Vietnam vet, Central Florida.
gentleman next to, tell us who you are.
I'm Jeff Rose with Jackie Martin.
Oh, good.
I'm Jackie Martin.
Next to you, Tom Holland, why don't you start?
Tom Holland, President of the Foundation for Accountability, Fields Edge, MIA, full chairman, Fields Edge, prepared by Michael Frederick.
Karen, would you and Mass Jeff be getting up?
I'm going to modify a concerned citizen in Mass Jeff.
Richard Jones, Bravo, Hawaii, founder of Hawaii POW Mining Committee, state chairman of the National Fishing Hunt Association, and a proud member of the year on the Rambo Fashion.
And that is Mr. Rambo right there. Salome's got competition when it comes to Richard Jones. Sometimes I don't know how much you pick up the geographical distinctions, but like John's from Seattle,
directors for the New York, New Jersey POW Committee.
Good afternoon, POW Chairman, Brooklyn, Staten Island.
Ray Corrado, Chapter 72, Brooklyn, New York.
Joe Mapicano, Chapter 72, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Chapter.
On the board of directors.
Martin Ajabi, President of New York POW MIA Public Awareness Coalition, Chairman of Utility Workers Vietnam Veterans Association Action Committee, and a member of Brooklyn, Staten Island, BBA 72.
Before we go to the next table, I just have to, if you notice a lot of gentlemen from New Jersey, New York, there's a reason for that. I don't have any reading to make demonstrations in front of the UN mission that in front of Vietnam would have been burning flags, Jane Fonda, chaining themselves. And then it just happened, you know. Got a bunch of Rambos sitting around this table over there, and they're not just talkers, they're doers, but they do it right, they do it in a way to enhance the image of Vietnam veterans so we don't hurt that image, but to get the message across. And, you know, you've seen those headlines all over the country, and that's what we're doing. And these gentlemen, and John all the way to the other table, are very, very responsible for making all that happen. I just wanted you to take this point out. Thank you for being here. You guys have stood up for it, or changed yourself for it, kind of.
Representing Virginia Vietnam Veterans Corps.
John Workman, friend of Friendly LZ.
John,
my name is John Snyder. I'm the president of Landing Zone Friendly, LZ Friendly in Hull, Georgia, and we have the best damn R&R center in the Southeast.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Davis. I'm a wandering minstrel, but most of my friends forgive me because I used to be a chopper jockey.
Sue Ostroff from Dallas, I'm a photographer.
John Devitt, Vietnam Combat Veterans Limited of San Jose, California.
Marty Burke, Play Coup 69, Pittsburgh, PA, all the rest of the time.
Laura Bennett, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We have some special guests here at the head table that we'll be introducing later. Tony
Diamond, Executive Director of Brotherhood Rally of American Veterans Organization, member of DBW, member of everything else.
We'll introduce the other gentlemen later, especially. Also, Tony, of course, was just confirmed and awarded and united as Small Business Advocate of the Year, Veterans Advocate of the Year. Quite an accomplishment. I think it's worth a particular recognition to him. We all we had some, while we were making the introductions, we had Vietnam Vets of South Carolina. Some of their representatives came in. I'm not sure what table here. Maybe Bruce, you could come forward and help make the introduction.
I see Tank and Ann sitting back over in this corner from Vietnam Vets of South Carolina. I see Donnie and a bunch of guys sitting over here. Vietnam Vets of South Carolina, a lot of you don't realize it's been around just about a year. It's probably one of the strongest states in what they're doing. And they believe so strong in POW, you should have believed in me 3 weeks ago. Confirm reservations, but I never heard about the coalition. So I want to thank you. The other thing I want to mention before I step away from Mike, John Daly said Vietnam Combat Veteran Limited. John Daly doesn't say he's also the man that brings the moving wall around and is one of the most hardworking POW advocates I've met in my life. And Johnny and I have known each other since Vietnam. Thanks, John.
Is it?
I met Tank yesterday for the first time, and after talking to him a while, I didn't have any question on why I got the word Tank. After all, every logistics operation going overseas has got to have armor, and I would be pleased to have Tank as a spear here. We had another gentleman who came to sit at this table, sir. Would you introduce yourself?
Certainly will.
Bob Rutherford, Chicago, I'm honored to manage the Jack and Mark's project.
Thank you. Are there any other individuals that have come in while we're making the other introductions that have not been introduced to the group? I see a gentleman in the blue suit over here on my right side. Would you care to just stand up and introduce yourself? Glad to have you.
Jeff Gallon from Trinobaster.
Good. We're pleased to have you. Please go ahead and enjoy your breakfast.
Got a light bulb? Okay.
Some of you have been to Washington, know how hard it is to get meetings. We have